Tantramar Council has added glyphosate to the testing regime for Sackville and Dorchester water supplies. The decision came after a motion from Councillor Bruce Finney on Tuesday night, which originally asked Council to add glyphosate and heavy metal testing to its regular water testing regime. But after Public Works Director John Epple explained the municipality's current testing regimen, the motion was amended to simply add annual glyphosate testing along with the existing system of testing for heavy metals.
Each of our water supplies in Dorchester and Sackville have three wells each, and they have filter systems. They are tested semi-annually for organics, annually for inorganics and heavy metals, quarterly for heterotrophic plate count, monthly for bacteria, and we also filter the water for iron and manganese.
Epple also told Council that the municipality had tested for glyphosate in 2023, but found not enough to register on tests.
We have tested for glyphosate previously and found that the concentration was not measurable. It was below the test sensitivity and well within the guidelines for Canada.
Epple didn't make a formal recommendation regarding Finney's motion, but he did go on to say that he felt it was unlikely that glyphosate would find its way into Sackville or Dorchester municipal wells.
In general, the information that I've been able to glean is that glyphosate is a byproduct of pesticides, and that where you have well water supplies for municipal water systems, that it is unlikely that it would transfer or be transmissioned to the wells. In the case of Sackville, we also have a well field protection area that provides a buffer away from development and from farming and other things where pesticides typically would be used. So there's a greater level of confidence that it wouldn't transmit there.
Epple told councillors the same thing he told them last February when reporting on water testing practices.
Dorchester and Sackville water supply systems are fully in compliance with the approval to operate that's issued by the New Brunswick Department of Environment and Local Government and with the guidelines for Canadian drinking water quality.
In response to a question from Councillor Allison Butcher, Epple said that Public Works did not have plans to follow up on the 2023 glyphosate testing.
The testing that was conducted in 2023 was done at the request of a resident who was very concerned with the water supply, and so it was done on a one-time basis, really. It is not required to be tested for by either the guidelines for Canadian drinking water quality in Canada, nor for our approval to operate. So given that we had results that were so low and based on a bit of technical research that we did on how it is transmitted, it was our view we had no plans to do further testing for it.
Epple told councillors that testing for glyphosate would add about $1,800 in lab fees each year, plus additional time for the contractors who look after Sackville and Dorchester wells, Veolia Water Technologies, to collect the additional samples. In the end, councillors voted unanimously to spend the extra money and add glyphosate testing to the annual regime.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.